The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, My Crowning Glory, a beautifully illustrated rhyming picture book in a poetic tribute to eyebrows that join. It is not only a celebration of natural brow beauty, but filled with whimsical imagery that captures that wonder of childhood. My Crowning Glory is a gateway book to conversations in homes and schools about changing the narrative of what beauty should look like.
On the cover, a girl with long, flowing brown hair wears a simple filigree crown. It is gold and wrought with swirls and curves, like lace or script letters. She has big, dark eyes and a little nose and mouth. Above her eyes, her eyebrows meet in the center above her button nose, tapering and curving like a wave across her pink face.
I have a little secret, and it sits upon my brow. My face is rather special. Looking closely, you'll see how.
Two tall trees with sturdy trunks and wide branches stand side by side. Leaves in a multitude of shades of green fill the higher branches. The trees each hold a treehouse. Above them on another branch is a tower where a bunny peeks out of its window. The left treehouse has a shingled peaked roof. A green quilt lies on a bed, and shelves are filled with colorful books. Outside on a flat platform is an artist's easel, paints, a palette, and a parasol. A rope and wood ladder lead to the tree next door, and another house decorated with strings of white lights. An owl perches on branches above. The brown-haired girl sits on the porch, her leg dangling just above the ladder that leads to the ground. The girl's eyebrows meet in the middle of her forehead. She smiles.
This ancestor's tiara has a story to behold.
Inside the treehouse, lying on her tummy under blankets for a ceiling, the girl holds a flashlight over a map. Holding a magnifying glass, the bunny studies the map with her.
See my eyebrows? They hold secrets. Watch a mystery unfold. My eyebrows, they hold pinkies, intertwined and holding fast, framing portals on my features in the waves of worlds gone past.
The girl leans from a rock down on the shore toward the water below, where a mermaid, a girl with a long fin and flippers for legs, reaches out of the water. They entwine their pinky fingers. Their faces look the same, and their long, full eyebrows match. In the clear blue water, yellow fish swim, blowing bubbles. A turtle crosses their paths. A squid waves its tentacles. A frog sits on one mermaid fin, and another turtle occupies the other. The bunny wears a float around its middle, goggles, and a snorkel as it peers under the water's surface at the sea life.
My eyebrows make a bridge. Upon a path of sweet delight, to a place that's wild and free, and full of fancy's flight.
The girl carries a red banner as she runs across a rope bridge that mimics the curve of her brow, and extends across a lake of chocolate to a land of giant swirl cones, cotton candy, chocolate sundaes, and cakes. The bunny rides in a sugar cone tied to a parachute-shaped pink cloud.
My eyebrows are two paddles, ascending with my grin. You can trace them in a heart shape, ebbing sweetly at my chin.
The girl's hair blows in the wind as she rows a paper sailboat made out of a folded map. The bunny sits in the bow, keeping a lookout ahead, as they ride up and down curling waves of pink, blue, and gold water. The girl's face appears mirrored in the depths, with her eyes closed and her brows that meet arched gently over them.
My eyebrows soar like wings, gliding high above my cheeks. They whisper countless stories of wonder and mystique.
The girl stands riding on the shoulders of an owl on the wing. Its wings are deeply curved and look like the shape of her eyebrows. The girl and the bird soar over a village of multicolored houses.
My eyebrows are like willow trees. They kiss in summer shade. They quilt a gentle tapestry, so carefully crocheted.
The girl holds the edge of a grassy field like a cloth over her head as it drapes over a valley like a quilt of many patterns and shades of green and yellow. The willow tree's almond-shaped leaves sway around her. A jar on the ground bears a sign, Wish Tree.
In my brow, there grows a garden where my mama plants her kiss. There my father builds his kingdom, where they sigh and reminisce.
In a peach-colored sky with light blue cotton ball clouds, in silhouettes of gray, a woman plants a kiss on the forehead of the girl. The girl rides on a man's shoulders. Outside a castle with many towers and turrets, flowers tumble through the sky. Two brown-haired adults bend their heads close together, and the girl peers out from behind her mother's long locks.
My eyebrows are two lightning bolts, a double flash of fierce. Dare meddle with my tribe at all? Right through your heart, they'll pierce.
The girl and the bunny stand on clouds that are intertwined with ribbons of blue, each clasping a jagged yellow lightning bolt. On the curving strands of ribbon in the sky, elegant deer stand alert and tall, bunched in groups. The big ones have massive racks of antlers rising from their heads. The smaller females and young beside them have no antlers.
There's a front line on this brow of mine. A warrior stands brave. She is fearless. She is bold. She has courage you will crave.
Hands join. A long line of people of all colors, sizes, ages, and abilities stretches across her brows above her eyes.
Yes, this crown above my eyes, it rains proudly on my face. So I stand beneath the heavens, and I proudly take my place.
Wearing her gold crown above the crown of her eyebrows, the girl looks steadily ahead of her with a slight smile. The girl runs through the grass with a long, long banner swirling in the air behind her. It has the names of many people, and at the bottom in large purple letters, it says, Thank you. This has been My Crowning Glory, written by Patricia Ferreira Lopez. Narrated by Avital Miller. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Christina Dutton. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.